Blog Talk Radio.
Right, you are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and it's so good to be here, and so good to try to be here and actually share some music with you guys, and just sit back and just relax. I know that everyone has worked a long day, and you're just trying to just get ready to just relax and turn it for the night. But you know, just change the Hard Love Radio Show just for this one day, to to make it from 11 to midnight. I hope that you guys have had a good day. You know, feel free if you'd like to call in, you can call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. Right now, I'm just waiting for some things to come up, but I definitely have to say this, that I'm definitely pleased, and you know, it's so good to have people who care about you, who care about what you're doing, what you're trying to do, and are committed to make it happen. So I just want to say, you know, thank you guys for your prayers and for your support, and I do have to say this, you know, I have to give you this little word of advice, something that's been going on with me. You know, sometimes in life we make decisions and we sometimes don't count the cost for everything. But how many of you know that God is faithful? Even in our unfaithfulness, God is faithful. Even when we feel like it's not going to happen, you know, God still is faithful and can be faithful. And I'm just going to use this this illustration. I was recently I put a cord into my computer, and I expected for my modem to work, and I was like, I was in such a rush, but I didn't pay attention to the fact that I put one part of the computer, I put the wrong plug into the USB port. And what happened was that I kept on saying, okay, everything is plugged in, my computer is not reading what's wrong with the picture, what's wrong with this picture. Nothing is coming up when it should be coming up. And it hit me. And I tell you that it really, really, really hit me. What hit me was the fact that I didn't pay attention to detail. If I would have paid attention to detail, I would have finished my job assignment a lot sooner. And so what happened that I didn't pay attention to the details. And you know, you might be going through something in your own life, you're not paying attention to detail. Now it cost me a few minutes where I couldn't have actually been active and engaging in the project that I had to complete, but I didn't pay attention to detail. Sometimes we don't pay attention to details in our spiritual lives, where it comes time for spending time with God, and we think, okay, I'm in a rush, I've done this. But guess what? I didn't spend the adequate time. I didn't come to God in the right way. So it might take a little longer. to get a prayer through. It might take a little longer because you're distracted. You know, and that's one thing. Sometimes we don't pay attention to detail in our relationships. We can be in relationships with people and we think that we're doing the right thing. We think that we're doing the best thing. But by not paying attention to detail could cost you a lot of things. Sometimes it might be teenage pregnancy. Sometimes it might be, premarital sex, period, you know. And so there are a lot of things, if we don't pay attention to detail, we can really find ourselves going through some things. Let's say in our finances, friends, in our finances, paying attention to detail. Sometimes if we don't pay attention to the things we're supposed to do, you know, then guess what? We lose out and we miss out on some things because we're expecting one thing, but we're doing something else with our money. Needless to say, even with our jobs, you know, if we don't pay attention to detail, that can actually be, you know, you can actually get fired if you don't pay attention to detail. So I just want to encourage you today, while I'm getting the music set up and everything for the show, you know, that I basically wanted to say this, you know, if you don't pay attention to detail, you can lose a lot of things. And my prayer for you is that you, yourself, those who are, those of you who are going through, those of you who are experiencing changes in your life, I just encourage you to look at your detail. Pay attention to details of things that's going on in your life. Pay attention to the details of and circumstances that are happening and with this in your life, because you can actually save yourself time so you can go ahead and do things you're supposed to do instead of being derailed. It's like another point, example, is that one day I was looking for something, and I looked everywhere. I searched everywhere. But I'm sure you guys have searched for things sometimes, and you've searched and you've searched and you've searched. And you had no idea where it was, but you searched and you searched for. It's like a particular paper that you see every day, but the day you're looking for it, you can't find it. You know, sometimes things that we're going through, the answer to our problems or situations are right there in front of our faces. Sometimes it's right there in front of us, and we just don't see it. We just can't see it. But I want to encourage you today to pay attention to detail. Pay attention to the details in your life. Pay attention to the things that God is saying to you. Pay attention to those things. Because I'm telling you, if you will pay attention to the things that are going on in your life, you can allow God to touch your life. You can allow God to change your life. You can allow God to speak to you and to make things and all things become new for you in your life. But if you don't take the time to pay attention to detail, pay attention to the people around you, pay attention to the things that are happening, pay attention to the signs, pay attention to detail. So tonight you're sitting back and you're relaxing. And I just want you guys just to know to pay attention to your detail. Pay attention to details in your life. Again, guys, you listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. If God has blessed you tonight and you can feel what I just now shared with you about paying attention to detail, please call in 646-595-4311. For those of you who are my faithful listeners and supporters, I appreciate you guys. And sit back and relax. Let's get to some music tonight. And feel free to join me in the chat room. The chat room is open. You know, you're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show.
And I love all you guys. I appreciate you. We can get things going, get started with the Angie and Debbie Wines. This is Love Won't.
I guess we're having some technical difficulties for a second. Just sit back and relax. Again, the Hard Love Radio Show comes on generally Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. And so this is just a special edition of the Hard Love Radio Show. So you guys just sit back and relax. Join me in the chat room, y'all, if you're online. Just want to send a shout-out to everyone who's made this show a favorite of yours. I appreciate you, and God bless you again. And we'll get things together with Love Won't by Angie and Debbie Wines. And while we're waiting for that to come up, I just encourage you guys to vote. Vote. That's all I can say. To my listeners out there, you have responsibility. We have responsibility as citizens of this country to vote. Look at it like this. It's not just something to do with. This is very, very important because who we vote for can change the whole course of the nation. So you vote for who you're going to vote for. Well, make sure that you vote and make sure that you vote for the best candidate. Okay, here is Angie and Debbie Wines. Love Won't. And you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, no.
He won't.
Radio Urban Committee, live with Cleo Jones.
Getting ready to start happening. Make sure you stay in tune. Keep, you know, coming back on my page or go to my website, www.cleojones.com, to see what's going on with me.
Miss Kitty TV Network.
That I've never really done before. As most of you know, I do bring exposure to artists and entrepreneurs. So I have a lot of music artists on my show that I've interviewed. But I heard a rumor that there was a hot fight going on in about a week or so.
Partners in Crime.
Happy Sabbath. This is your boy, Don Q Citizen. Got my main man chilling to the right. Brother Saku, you there with me, bro?
What's up, folks? This is Brother Saku calling from Beantown. And Don Q's calling from Atlanta. And you are where you are. Now you are where we are. Because we're all partners in crime.
G-Right and A-G-A-G-P live, baby.
Yo, 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 yo. That was G Wright and TAZ, along with Ron L, on the Grab a Mic remix. Right now, I'm going to go through the line, because I think I got Greg Wright, G Wright, on the line.
G Wright,
Z Talk, baby. Z Talk.
What's up? This is G-Right from the Heart of Love Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio.
You're already pumping yourself up.
The Mr. Bugs Show.
I wish I got PC Steel's book, for real.
Yeah. You're going to have to get with her. I'm going to have to get with her so I can get you, because you got to read it online.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're developing a website for it, too. And I interviewed her on my ATAZP.com show. But I'm going to do it again on this one. It's been a quick hour, and thank the Lord, no more mistakes here.
It gives my sass when you do it live.
The Blog Talk Radio Urban Committee.
You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and that was Nicole C. Mullen. Start all over again. You know, sometimes you've got to do that. I tell you, I love that CD. So please go out there and buy her CD. That's Nicole C. Mullen. And I just have to shout out to all my favorite ones who are listening in tonight. You know, I appreciate you for tuning in to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host G Wright at a different time, a new time just for tonight. We'll be back on Tuesday and Thursdays at 6 o'clock. You know, let's go on right now to BB Winant. And this is Celebrate Life. This is a live medley featuring one of their sisters, Debbie Winant Love.
If you don't mind, I would like to go down memory lane. And it's just a short memory because I'm still young. Go down memory lane with me. Yeah, come on. If you know it, sing it with me. If you can't sing, hush. Hey, don't you wanna go? Yeah. You know, I like to think about it like this. My mother had spare children. Tonight, teacher couldn't be here. But my baby sister Debbie joined me. Please welcome my baby sister, Miss Deborah Winant Love. Come on. Sing now that it's over. There's no more use for guns and war. Said it cost me a lifetime just to gain this life's reward. in me. Certain jobs that I must do won't be long. Until that day of celebration, sing my song. Song of joy when I'm with you. Gonna keep on loving you.
Don't ever go.
Go away. cannot give you. Woman cannot give you. But this love came all the way from up above for you and I. The wonderful thing about this love, there's some fringe benefits that come along with this love. Can I share with you those fringe benefits? Will it be okay? That's what he promised. He promised, he said, that he'll hold me in the midnight hour.
Hold you in the midnight hour.
That's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He said it gets hard. He said, call on me and I'll give you power.
Call on me and I'll give you power.
He said, call on him and he'll give you power.
Call on him,
so I took him at his word, y'all. I called on him.
Call on
in the midnight hour,
in the midnight hour,
and I called on him.
Called on
in the afternoon,
in the afternoon,
I called him early in the morning,
early in the morning.
I said early in the morning,
early in the morning,
and in the midnight hour,
in the midnight hour,
and in the afternoon,
in the afternoon,
I called him. I said, Jesus,
Jesus,
I need you.
I need you.
I told him, Jesus. The midnight hour.
Midnight hour.
Have you ever been in the midnight?
Midnight
hour. I said, have you ever been in the midnight?
Midnight hour.
You get worried in the midnight.
Midnight hour.
You feel alone in the
midnight.
But I got something to tell you.
Midnight
God
hour.
Promised to be there in the
midnight hour.
He'll never leave you in.
Midnight hour.
Then he'll hold you in.
Midnight hour.
He'll protect you from.
Midnight
hey, is that what he told you?
That's what he said.
Hey,
that's what he said.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Through the storm.
That's what he said.
And the rain.
That's what he said.
Through the sickness.
That's what he said.
And the pain.
That's what he said.
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 That's what he
told you. That he'll hold you in the midnight hour.
Hold you in the midnight hour.
And he'll rock you through the stormy weather.
Rock you through the stormy
weather. He said, rock you through the stormy weather.
Rock you through the stormy weather.
He said, rock you through the stormy weather.
Rock you
through the stormy weather. Is that what he told you?
That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he told you.
That's what he told you.
That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he told me, y'all.
Told you.
That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he told me, y'all.
Miss Deborah Wine and Love. Yes. I didn't say it, he said it. And if he said it, it settles it. Yes.
Hello, hello. I hope you guys are just enjoying that. That's BB and CC Wines, and that's a medley from his live CD, Celebrate Life, featuring his sister, Deborah Wines Lowe. I appreciate you guys for making the Hard Love Radio Show your favorite. You know, I'm going to play something for you right now from my CD. It's entitled Love. Always. I just want to encourage you guys to remember to show love in the morning, noontime, and afternoon, every day. You know, love always. And I hope you guys are enjoying this. This is the Hard Love Radio Show coming to you at a different time. Generally, you can get show Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Just want to say a shout out to all those who are listening. God bless you. Continue to listen to the Hard Love Radio Show.
God, he hates his brother. He's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Oh,
Hey, what's going on? This is G Wright, and you are listening to me on the Heart of Love Radio Show. That was actually my song right there. It took a while to do. But I just want to encourage you to love always, y'all. You know, it doesn't hurt to say thank you. It doesn't hurt to say, God, I love you. God loves you. Don't give up. Stay in the fight because we're all going through so much, you know. And I just got to tell you this, guys. I just want to shout out to my friends who are listening right now. And I might just click on a line and put them online, let them say a few words. But I'm not going to do that to y'all. I'm not going to do that to y'all tonight. I'm going to keep it rolling tonight. You know, I just want to say that shout out to my boy. What's going on, Matthew, up in New York? Thank you for tuning in. I also see one of my friends, Spicy Reed. What's going on, Spicy? Coming from New York too, and also my girl down in the South in the ATL, Revenue Sharing friend. I'll make sure I get it right, so I'm not going to try. I'm going to call her by her nickname, but I'm not going to try. But no, she's here every week, and I appreciate her and everything she's been doing and supporting my CD. Don't forget, you guys, check me out on iTunes. Check me out on CD Baby. And just type in G Wright. I can let you guys know soon I will have major distribution. So continue to keep in your prayers. I appreciate all you guys. And don't forget to make this show a favorite of yours. And don't forget, we come on Tuesday and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Let's speed things up a little bit. Can we? Is it okay? I hope I can. Can I speed things up just a little bit? I have to say this, guys. God. You know what? Let me just say this. My friend, the Quiet Storm. You know, I was like, okay, I'm not going to call her by her first name because, you know, but then, you know, yeah, you know it. Yeah, I can't talk to you as well. I'm also on Yahoo. My screen name is G Wright Online, GWRIJHT Online. That's my screen name. Add me to Yahoo. If you have some suggestions, hit me up at GWrightOnline@yahoo.com. You know, yeah, Quiet Storm, I didn't forget about you. You know, you're just Quiet Storm, you're so quiet. But I was going to say your name, but your first name, I said, I hinted at. But I was like, I wanted to make sure, you know, I wasn't going to do that to you and be embarrassed and everything. I wasn't going to do that, you know. But let's go right now to some more music. Let's go right now to something that's first of all, let me just say, I'm just looking and seeing what you guys want to listen to tonight. You know, here's a song. Are you guys thirsty? Do you want some water that man cannot give you, but only God can give you by himself? This is Thirsty. Marvin Sapp. Sit back and relax.
Before him, slip up your hands. Listen.
I'm
Are you thirsty for faith? Are you thirsty for that living water? If you're thirsty for that living water, if you really want God to really touch your life, I just want to encourage you today that you can come back home. If you need God to touch you right now, you can come back home. You know, and I just want to encourage you today, you know, before you go to sleep, before you lay your head down tonight and get ready for early morning tomorrow, that God is saying to you, you can come back home. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright, at a special time tonight. Next week, we'll be resuming out at our normal time from 6 to 7, Tuesdays and Thursdays. God bless you. This You Can Come Back Home by Eureka. Feel free to check me out at gwrightonline.com. God bless.